our planet is amazing. And while today's not Earth Day, just because it's not Earth Day doesn't mean we don't celebrate our amazing, amazing Earth. Plus, by the time the series does end on Earth Day, you'll have a pretty good understanding of our Earth and how amazing it is and why we should celebrate it, even though it's not Earth Day. Hello everybody and welcome to Vic the Random. I'm your host, Vikram Devaru. Let's begin with the second part of our series on Earth Day, where we talk about all the magnificent parts of our planet Earth. I also hope you've been having a very merry holiday and will have a very happy new year soon. Also, if you haven't listened to the first part, I highly recommend doing so. That's the first part of the series. Let's get started. Hello everybody, today's quote of the week is, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." I think it was by Roosevelt. Let's let that sink in for a while. Alright. Last time, we left off on the ecosystem of the Redwood Forest in California in the United States. The general area was the ecosystems of North America. So, while we're still in North America, let's continue from there and move on to the next ecosystem, the Great Plains of America. The Great Plains is often one of the most overlooked and underprotected ecosystems, as they are increasingly being used for farming. However, not just any farming, monocrop farming. Farming of only one plant, which destroys the nutrition of the soil that these plains already have, and just makes flood more likely as it is making the soil hard and not absorbent of water. Some animals that live in these northern Great Plains are the coyote, the pronghorn, the black-tailed prairie dog, and the burrowing owl, which is the size of a soda can. The pronghorn can run at speeds of up to 55 miles per hour. Next up on our ecosystem list is the mangrove forest of Florida. Mangrove trees are very special trees as they can grow in water in ways that normal trees cannot. Mangrove tree roots dig into the water before reaching into the ground, making sort of like a net and maze, which helps to protect the younger fish. Think about it this way. You have a tree in your backyard. However, all of the soil is like washed down, so you can see the upper like 2 or 3 feet of the roots. That's like a mangrove tree root. That's basically what you're seeing, except that bit is underwater. These roots of the mangrove tree has a very unique ability to filter out salt water and make sort of like a freshwater mesh around them. And these mangrove trees are situated by where the ocean meets the stream. So salt water in one section and freshwater in another section makes this really unique ecosystem, allowing both alligators and crocodiles to live here. Alligators freshwater, crocodiles saltwater. Not only that, but these mangroves actually help the entire ecosystem, making these trees a keystone species. Plus, these mangroves help protect the land from storms, such as, you know, higher tide and stuff like that, and also wind. Some animals that live in these forests are the roseate spoonbill, the great egret, the crocodile, the alligator, and numerous fish such as the mangrove snapper, the long-nosed gar, and crabworms and crawfish. Sadly, however, even though these mangroves are protected in Florida, they are already a very small fraction of what we used to have there. Plus, there are no protection in other parts of the world. We'll learn about one more mangrove forest, rainforest, later on. But, yeah. It's sad because these mangrove trees are just really keystone species, and without the trees, well, you don't have the forest and you don't have any of the wildlife. Anyways, finally, we cannot leave America without talking about deserts. Without talking about the Mojave Desert, which lies in the states of California, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. These deserts are home to the grasshopper, the scorpion, the tortoise, a fox, and the kangaroo rat. And of course, the apex predator, the red-tailed hawk. One tree that is in this desert, yes, I did, I said a tree, is the Joshua tree, which is found only in this desert and found nowhere else, similar to the redwood tree, which is only found near the coast. If you you visit this desert in the rainy season, you'll actually see lots of colorful flowers and cacti fueled by the underground water reservoirs that are there. However, in the summer, well, let's just say it's hot and leave it like that. It can get up to temperatures of 100 degrees Fahrenheit, more than that temperature during the daytime. Oh, and in the winter, you can reach temperatures of below freezing. Sadly, however, like most of the resources on our Earth, this desert is being used very improperly. Draining of the groundwater below the sand in the desert can leave the desert drier and hotter. This also causes the desert to start sinking, as there's less stuff holding it up, less water to hold the sand up. In addition, as humans throw away more and more stuff, what better place to put the trash than a flat land? Yeah, it's sad. The desert is being, this pristine desert is being used as a landfill, which is really sad because this desert in particular can just be really, really beautiful during the rainy season. At least from November to April when it rains. And that's it for the North America. Now, let's move on to the break. And yes, I use the same instrument and tune for the melody of the intermission music as well. I love this tune. Drums are different though. Hello everybody and welcome to the Random Fact Generator. Today's random fact is, did you know that our Earth may be the only planet with life? Life here was created with just the right conditions. Water and electricity that created something known as an amino acid, which is the acid that caused us. Or those acids first created single-celled organisms, which created million-celled organisms, and then billion-celled, and then trillion-celled organisms. Us, and the rest of our Earth. And that's it for the break. Now, let's move on to, not the break, but South America. The home of the driest desert and the largest rainforest. The Amazon. The Amazon is the most dense and the richest area for life on Earth. It covers 2 million square miles, meaning it covers 8 different countries. The dense area of life here means that the plants and animals don't have to compete or have to compete a lot for survival, which create very special species in the rainforest that you really just don't see anywhere else, such as the pink Amazon river dolphin. However, all of this life can only be fueled by one thing. Water. Where's the water? Well, the Amazon River, which during the rainy season, from December to May, 6 months, floods and allows fish to swim in the branches of trees, basically just nourishing the entire area with water. With all those trees as well, the Amazon is nicknamed the lungs of the planet, which produces 20% of the world's oxygen and absorbs over 2.4 billion tons of carbon every single year. Many of the animals that live here are the toucan, the sloth, the jaguar as secondary consumer, the tapir, the anaconda, and the spider monkey and macaw. Plus, we cannot neglect the 400 types of humongous fungus. Humongous Fungus is the name of a book that my sister is reading now. Humongous Fungus. Sadly, however, the Amazon is undergoing continuous teardown, such as illegal logging and attempts to clear the forest with fire, releasing all the carbon that the trees have stored and destroying the homes of many, many animals. If the Amazon were to be completely destroyed, it would release 12 years of carbon, which would really just push the world to its limits of warming and everything. Which is just, it's like burning your own lungs. Anyways, in the intro to South America, we talked about the driest desert in the world. That would be the Atacama Desert. This desert is very, very high above the ocean and is dry because of the Andes, which prevent moisture from getting into the desert. This is known as the deserting effect. When wind filled with moisture blows towards mountains, the mountains are so, so high that all of the moisture gets sucked from that wind and taken away by the mountain. Then all of the wind that goes over the mountain ends up being dry and lacking moisture, which causes the Atacama Desert, which is very, very, very different from the rainforest on the other side of the Andes. This desert is also very abnormally high in terms of elevation. Animals such as the leaf-eared mouse, The southern Vizcacha and the Vicuña, which is sort of like a cross between a llama and a camel, are only able to survive here because of the small amounts of water brought with the fog to the cactus which these animals eat. The high altitudes of the desert and the lack of anything there and the flatness of the desert really just allow us to see the Milky Way, our galaxy, with really just only our eye. Also, we can set up satellites there to further study and understand the stars. This just might be the greatest treasure of this desert. Sadly, however, like always, humans with these cities are causing problems. In this case, the problem would be light pollution, where so much light from the cities causes the sky to not, or even the stars to not be able to be seen. These light pollutions can ruin this natural treasure, allow you to not see the stars or the Milky Way, and really just confuse and harm animals. It's like suddenly like seeing this giant plane, this giant pier of light. But yeah, the world's driest desert and the world's wettest rainforest are both in South America. And I think that's where we're gonna stop here. See you in the next episode, next week, next Friday. This series will be continued next month, in one episode every month. Yeah, whew, what an amazing planet. Happy New Year, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas. You know what time it is? It is time for credits! This episode was created and directed by Vikram Devru. Music was made on GarageBand by Vikram Devru, and cover art and script were all written and made by Vikram Devru. Thank you for listening. Not watching, but listening. Thank you once again if you are listening all the way to the very, very end of this podcast. I don't even know if you've been listening to all the episodes ends, what to give or do you, or just like give a really, really big thanks. Anyways, here's a small little superstition for you that I like to do, as it's almost the first day of January. For good luck, on the first day of every month, I always say rabbit rabbit as the first thing I say that day. The first thing. If I don't say it as the first thing, it doesn't work. So, first day of January, when you wake up, you have to say rabbit rabbit for good luck for the rest of that month, and also possibly for the year. Thank you for listening to the very, very end. Thank you.